Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. If after listening you have questions or would like to know more, please contact us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website, otisvillepress.org. So we're looking at the fourth step in the process of confession, and this from Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus was going through Jericho, where a man named Zacchaeus lived. He was in charge of collecting taxes and very rich. Jesus was heading his way, and Zacchaeus wanted to see what he was like. But Zacchaeus was a short man and could not see over the crowd, so he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree. When Jesus got there, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. I want to stay with you today." Zacchaeus hurried down and gladly welcomed Jesus. Everyone who saw this started grumbling. "This man Zacchaeus is a sinner, and Jesus is going home to eat with him." Later that day, Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "I will give half of my property to the poor, and I will now pay back four times as much to anyone I have ever cheated." Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today you and your family have been saved, because you are a true son of Abraham. The Son of Man came to look for and to save people who are lost." So, of all the Christmas and Advent stories you have filed away in your family's repository, what is the best one? I, for one, remember all kinds of Christmas stories from my childhood, though not many Advent stories. Two in particular stand out. The first was when my sister and I got up at maybe 2:30 a.m. Christmas morning and ran downstairs to see all the presents. Then my father showed up and told us rather sternly to go back to bed, because in truth, he and my mother had just barely gotten into bed themselves after arranging all the presents under the tree. The second was the Christmas of my junior year in high school when I was taking advanced chemistry. I wanted a calculator so bad, so I wouldn't have to use a slide rule to do the math advanced chemistry required. Yes, I am that old. My parents told me that if I got that, I wouldn't be getting any other gifts. But I was determined. I wanted the Texas Instrument calculator with square roots and could do exponents and was rechargeable. Exactly the kind you can buy now, though not rechargeable, on Amazon for $9 in baby blue, baby pink, and lime green. It cost $150 back then. By the way, I think I also got socks. And yes, I was overjoyed. It was so cool. So what Christmas memories do you have? What grand tales of a Christmas long, long ago? As for Advent stories, well, probably because Advent, rather than a celebration, is all about preparation. Taking stock of our lives and taking stock of our relationships to God and to others. It's not really easy or fun, nor does it necessarily lead to great joy. Instead, it is all about thinking about what we need to do to get our lives back on track. So while today's scripture lesson doesn't seem at first blush to be very Christmassy, it is actually very appropriate for Advent, because it continues to push us along with the process of confession, seeing sin, confessing sin, repenting sin, and now repairing the damage sin has caused to us, to others, and to our relationship with God. And the story of Zacchaeus fits right in, because Zacchaeus was a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in that tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm coming to your house today, for I'm coming to your house today." Zacchaeus, you understand, was a tax collector who had evidently decided that meeting Jesus was something he really needed to do. The scripture doesn't explain his motivation. It could just have been curiosity about this person Jesus, all kinds of folks were talking about. What we do know is that he needed to climb a tree to be able to see Jesus when the crowd gathered around the man from Galilee, because as the scripture notes, Zacchaeus was short. Others have noted that as a tax collector, he may have also intentionally come late to the event and perhaps wanted to stay pretty much out of view so as to not be harassed. Remember, tax collectors were not thought of as good people, sinners, in fact. Nonetheless, they are regularly in the list of sinners who came to see Jesus, talk with Jesus, eat with Jesus, and even in the case of Matthew, become a disciple of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus loved sinners. And why were tax collectors thought so poorly of? Well, for one, it was believed that most tax collectors were cheaters, that they demanded and took away way more tax money than was owed by people. And they did that by lying about the taxes owed and by using intimidation. In many cases, at least with Roman taxes, the tax collectors were told how much tax they needed to collect from their region. Then the tax collectors made their money by what they were able to collect in addition to that amount, a commission of sorts. Any commission would have been resented by those who had to pay taxes no matter what, but tax gouging was deemed straight up evil. And it is Zacchaeus, a tax collector, who wants to see Jesus. So I think it's reasonable to suspect that Zacchaeus was nervous about his plan. It could all go so wrong. So up in the tree he went. But when Jesus saw Zacchaeus and asked him to climb out of the tree and then invited himself to Zacchaeus' house, Jesus completely flipped the script, as Jesus so often did. And it is in the relative safety of Zacchaeus' house with his friends and family gathered that the process of seeing sin, confessing it, repenting, and repairing it takes place. It is there that Zacchaeus declares that I will give half of my property to the poor, and I will now pay back four times as much to everyone I have ever cheated. And then in there, Jesus declared to Zacchaeus, today you and your family have been saved because you are a true son of Abraham. The Son of Man came to look for and to save people who are lost, like Zacchaeus. And why a true son of Abraham? Because the sons of Abraham, the true children of God, take seeing sin, confession, repentance, and repair and restitution seriously. And at Advent, we too become the children of God when we prepare by making sure we are ready for the King, heart, mind, soul, and strength. So here's the invitation. Come to the Lord and celebrate his arrival in you and in the manger in Bethlehem. That brings us to the end of our podcast for this particular gathering. We hope you'll come back and join us another time.